morning, Unity Spiritual Center. It's Karen Drucker coming to you from San Francisco this morning. How are you? Wish I was there in person with you, but today I'm hoping you'll sing along with me. So this is my magic wand that says that you can sing. You can sing. So it goes like this. It's all about choosing. What do I want my day to be? I choose. And what do I want to feel today? I choose. Yep, me. What do I want to say today? I choose. It's up to me to choose. I choose. I choose. And if you want to get up and dance around the room, feel free. I choose. Yes, I do. All right, here's how it goes. To be grateful, so grateful today. I choose to be grateful, grateful. Here's your part. Today, sing with me now. I choose to be grateful, to be grateful, so grateful today. I choose to be grateful, grateful, happy. To be happy, so happy today. Today. I choose to be happy, happy. How about peaceful? Today, take a deep breath. I choose to be peaceful, so peaceful today. I choose to be peaceful, peaceful. Now here's what it comes down to. Whatever I choose is how my day is going to be. It's all up to me. Oh, today I choose to be loving, to be loving, so loving today. I choose to be loving, loving. How about joyful today?
Today
I choose joyful,
I choose
to be joyful, so joyful today.
Today
I choose.
To be joyful, joyful.
Now I want you to pick your own word. So today I choose. What's your word? To be present, happy, abundant. What's your word? All right, now pick another one. Pick another word. Today there's an abundance of words you can be. I choose to be. Today. This is a brand new chant. Wrote this with Jan Garrett. No push, no pull. I am empty and full. I breathe and receive and listen. No push, no pull. I am empty and full. I breathe and receive and listen as all things. Sing with me. No push, no pull. I am empty and full. I breathe and receive and listen. Sing it again. No push, no pull. I am empty and full. I breathe and receive and listen. Let me give you another verse. The space in between the invisible is seen. The silence is singing, so listen. The space in between the invisible is seen. The silence is singing. So listen, let's go back to the top. No push, no pull. No push, no pull. I am empty and full. I breathe and receive and listen. Say it one more time. No push. No pull. I am empty and full. I breathe and receive and listen. I listen. I listen. So today this meditation is going to be a little different. It's going to be a singing meditation. I want you to sing with me on this. So loving kindness meditation. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. And may I be happy. So right now, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Focus on the area of your heart and generate feelings of love and acceptance and compassion for yourself. Feel this through your whole body. And you can do this by saying this. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease, and may I be happy. So that's the whole thing. So let's do that again. Put your hand over your heart and say, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. And may I be happy. So just take a moment and breathe into that place of loving yourself. Because it all starts with you. So next, picture someone you have warm feelings for.
picture them in your mind's eye and feel your heart opening as you picture them. And bring loving kindness to them by saying, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. And may you be happy. Yes. So picture another person and say, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. And may you be happy. So picture that person. They might even have a little smile come across their lips right now if they feel you giving them that love. So take a deep breath. All right, now I'm going to challenge you a little bit. Bring to mind someone you have a little issue with, that you might have a little conflict with. Someone that you might think is a little bit difficult for you. It could be a neighbor, a coworker, a family member. To the degree that you are able to open your heart to extend loving kindness to them, say, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. And may you be happy. Take a deep breath. So if you need to do that person again, or if you have another person in mind, let's do another one. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. And may you be happy. Very good. Take a deep breath. Release that a little bit in your body. Now let's bring loving kindness to all beings, groups in the world, organizations, your community, people who are hungry or suffering, just in your mind's eye and in your heart. Extend that loving kindness without any boundaries, no limits. Give loving kindness to everyone by saying, May we be filled with loving kindness. May we be well. May we be peaceful and at ease. And may we be happy. Take a deep breath. Let's do that again. Picture another community, another organization, another part of the world, and say, may we be filled with loving kindness. May we be well. May we be peaceful and at ease. And may we be happy. So let's embody all of this. Let's just sit in silence for about a minute. And whether you need to extend more love just to yourself or to another person or to the world, just silently to yourself, just picture those people as we just sit and breathe. So let's go back to how it started. It all starts with you. So when we fill up our own cup, we are able to fill other people's cups. We can give that love out. So let's once again sing, but let's affirm it this time and say, I am filled.
I am filled with love and kindness. I am well. I am peaceful and at ease. And I am happy.
Say it again.
I am filled with love and kindness. I am well. I am peaceful and at ease. And I am happy.
Just that last line. Take this loving kindness into your heart. It's something you can do every morning, just to say these words and practice giving to yourself, giving to someone else, giving to the world. And we affirm this by saying, and so it is.
Church is nature. My God is a feeling. Lives deep inside. My job is to be conscious. My path is forgiveness. My religion is kindness. And I practice it every day. Now, everyone has a story. Everyone has pain. When we strip away our masks, we find that we're really all the same. It's those little things we say and do. Can mean so much. It's a smile, a connection, a simple love and touch. My religion is kindness. My church is nature. My God is a feeling that lives deep inside. My job is to be conscious. My path's forgiveness. My religion is kindness. I'm gonna practice it every day.
Every day.
Now, today I'm gonna ask myself, what more can I do?
What can I do now?
To be a radiant child of God and let my love shine through. I'll let my heart be my guide to give the best of me. I'm gonna share my love, share my joy, give it boundlessly. My religion is kindness, my church is nature. My God is a feeling that lives deep inside. My job is to be conscious, my path's forgiveness. It's time to glow.
Every day,
my religion is kindness. Go practice it every day.
Every day.
practice it with me.
Oh,
we gotta practice it with me. My religion is kindness, and I practice it every day. Did you like my little applause button? You know, you got to do what you got to do. So my religion is kindness, and I practice it every day. This is what I want to talk to you about today, is that it's a choice, that being kind is a choice. It's a choice we make when we think about ourselves and when we think about other people. I love this. The Dalai Lama said, "This is my religion. There is no need for temples, no need for complicated philosophy. Our own brain, our own hearts are the temple." You know, in this time that we have gone through this wacky pandemic, it's been really interesting to see how people have been with each other. How there have been so many stories of kindness happening in the world. And I love reading these stories. I love having my heart be opened and uplifted. And especially, you know, during this time when people were isolated, it was just, there's just so much stuff going on that when you heard about kindness, when you heard about people being sweet to each other, it just helped. And so I was reading different stories, and I want to bring this to you today because I think that we all just need to be reminded. Everything I'm going to say to you today, you know this stuff. You've heard it. But I want to just remind you of being gentle with yourself, remind you of being kind. And so I read this story about this little girl in Belgium, and she's, I think, 6 years old. No, I think she was 4 years old. That's right. She's 4 years old. And she heard about all the different people in her little small town that were alone, like that they couldn't go out and see people, that they were just isolated. And she felt like this was her mission, that she was going to make every day, make a letter or a little drawing or something and deliver it to each of these people on her block and make it like she was like the postman coming to give them good news. And she did this every day. This was like her job. And one day she complained to her mother saying, "Well, you know, I feel like I'm a postman and I should be, you know, wearing the proper attire to deliver all my gifts to people, all my letters." So her mother called the local post office and explained the situation and said, "You know, is there anything, do you have a bag or something I can give my daughter so that she'd feel official?" Well, I love this. They got together and made this custom outfit for her. This is Luna delivering her mail to people. Is this adorable? She said that what her mission is that she gets to play on the playground until it's time to go to work, and then she goes to bed very satisfied every night. So that's Luna delivering her mail. I love that. Isn't that sweet? And, you know, here's another. I read the story, and I just loved this, that there was this race with a Kenyan runner named Abel, I guess. And he was a few meters from the finish line, but he got confused with the signs and he stopped. This was like a marathon, and he stopped at the end. He was like, he didn't understand what was happening. Thinking he had finished the race, he just stopped. But a Spanish man named Ivan was right behind him, and realizing what was going on, he started shouting to the Kenyan man to keep running. So the Kenyan man didn't understand Spanish. He didn't understand what was going on. So realizing what was going on, the Spanish man pushed the Kenyan man to victory. He just pushed him across the finish line. And the poor guy's going, "What's going on?" He just made him run a little bit further and pushed him. A reporter came up to the Spanish man, and he said, "Why did you do this?" And he replied, "My dream is that one day we have this sort of community life where we push ourselves, but also others to win." But the reporter insisted. He said, "But why did you let the Kenyan man win?" And Ivan responded saying, "I didn't let him win. He was going to win. The race was his." The reporter kept insisting. And he said again, "But you could have won." And And Ivan looked at him and said, but what would it have meant to my victory? What merit would be my victory? What would be the honor of this medal? What would my mother think of it? In my heart, I did the right thing. I mean, is that just kind? Is that just thinking of your fellow human being or what? And I had another situation that was closer to my heart, where I was at a grocery store and I saw a fellow musician friend of mine, and he was out in the parking lot and he was getting all the carts. And I went up to him and I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, with the pandemic, you know, I lost all my gigs, which I did too. I mean, everything just went up in smoke all last year. And he said, I need to support my family. So I took this job. And at the beginning, he said, I was just so embarrassed because here I am, this musician, I've been touring, you know, and now I'm just, the only job I could get right now, you know, in an instant was in this grocery store, picking up all the carts and disinfecting them and giving them to people. And he said that he had a breakthrough. That he said one day he was doing his carts and he was feeling really sorry for himself and just really bad. And this woman came over to him and he gave her the cart. And he just, for that moment, just said, how are you doing today? In this really sincere way. And this woman kind of went, I'm fine. Wow, you're the first person who's like, talk to me and ask me. And she said, I live alone. The only time I come out of my house is once a week to get my groceries. And the fact that you would take the time and really sincerely ask me just makes my day. Thank you so much. And in that moment, he had what I always think is so amazing about life, that you can have enlightenment or transformation like that in an instant. It can just be like, boom. And he said in that moment, he got that this job was so much more than picking up the carts, that this job, that he could be a bridge to connect with people every day. And he said, I realized that that's what my music was always about. I just wanted to connect with people through music. Well, now I'm connecting with people through the cart. I'm giving them a cart. And I'm saying, I care about you. And that's what my talk is today. It's taking the time to care about each other. You know, it's interesting because sometimes I wonder about, oh, have I told this story before? Or have I done a similar talk in another church or whatever? And, you know, I got for myself that I want to talk about this all the time. I want to talk about love and connection and caring, because to me, it feels like in this world right now, that's what we need the most of. What the world needs now is love and connection and caring and kindness, sweet love. I mean, it just feels like we just need that so much. And if we can just take the time to remember, I mean, I want to show you another story. This is great. I read this story about this woman who had parked her car at an airport and she had been in a hurry. And I guess, and all of a sudden she realized, like when she was up in the air, did I roll my windows all the way up? And so she had to let it go because she was now on her trip. But when she came back, she was going, oh God, I wonder if I left my, and it had been raining. And someone, if you could believe this, someone had taken all of this paper and put it all over her windshield the window. And it said, your window was down and rain was coming. I did my best to help you out. Love, the green truck next to you. So he had somehow found, you know, some kind of newspaper or whatever and taped it all over her window. So when she came back, this is what she saw. And she said after this long trip that she had, she burst into tears that someone would care that much to tape up her window. So one of the points I'm going to make today is that kindness does not have to be a big deal. Kindness can be so small and sweet, but it's consciousness. It's consciousness of seeing people and being aware that they're there. And it starts with us. It starts with being kind to ourselves. So one of the spiritual practices I do every day is I put my hand over my heart and I say, what does my heart have to say? What does my heart have to say? What do you need, little one? And I take that time to just you know, think about myself first. And maybe I might even have to do this. Are you okay today? Is everything all right? I know you were upset yesterday. So one of the songs that I sing at all my retreats that everybody just needs to hear, including me, is I will be gentle with myself. I will be gentle with myself. And I will hold myself like a newborn baby child. I mean, that's what it's about. It's being gentle with ourselves. It's being kind with ourselves. It's starting our day, checking in with our hearts to see what we need. Because when our hearts are full, when we first fill up our gas tank, our spiritual gas tank, our love gas tank with ourselves, that's how we can give love to other people. So it starts with ourselves. And, you know, I've done an exercise in my retreats before called drop and give me 20. And what this means is every time you say something that's negative about yourself, that you have to drop into your heart and say something positive. So if you say, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm so stupid, I just don't ever get this right, you have to drop in your heart and say, no, you know, the truth about me is I do know how to do things. And I am smart. And I love myself the way I am. Whatever it is that you need to say to yourself. But one of the stories I want to share with you today that was really impactful for me was in the consciousness of loving yourself, I met a woman years ago that really dramatically changed how I looked at myself. And I heard this story about her. I met her later on, but I heard the story about her and it really touched me that this was a woman that was a nurse in Kansas. And she had polio as a child and just didn't like her body. She was overweight. It didn't work right for her. She had all this judgment. But what happened for her was that she was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And she knew what was going to happen because she was a nurse and she had seen this before. And she made a promise to herself where she said, before I die, I'm going to make sure I love myself. I'm not going to go to my deathbed hating my body like I always have. So she started to do this exercise every day where she would go in front of the mirror naked and have to say what she liked about her body. So at the beginning of this exercise, she couldn't do any of it. She hated everything. She couldn't see it, but she made herself do this every day, morning and night. And eventually she got to a point where she was in a wheelchair and she's rolling herself in front of the mirror. And eventually, after doing this for quite a while, she started to just slowly turn her consciousness to love. And she started to say, well, you know, I like my hair. Or people have always said I had nice eyes. Or look at the miracle that my hands still work. And in doing this exercise, she created a miracle for herself in that she cured herself of ALS. And there's only a handful of people who have done this, but she did it with gratitude. And she was so taken by this whole experiment that she actually quit her nursing job and became a minister. And with the message of, this is my message of loving yourself. And her name is Evie McDonald. And so you can look her up. But I met her at a certain point. I was at a conference and I had written a song about this. And I was there to sing the song for her. But I just think, you know, when I start beating up on myself, I just think, oh, come on, look at that kind of love. And that's what we need to start with. Because when we can be present to ourselves, we can be present to others. And again, it's in the smallest ways. You know, I have a friend who is a hairdresser, and I was getting my hair done, and I was sitting there waiting for her to start with me, and I was listening to her talk to the woman next to me, and she was just finishing up with her. And this was an elderly woman that, you know, she was coming in to get coiffed, and she started to tell my friend all about what was going on for her, that her husband had cancer and that, you know, with the pandemic and she can't go out and she was just feeling so isolated and alone. And my friend Anne kept saying, tell me more. Really, tell me more. And she, as she was doing her hair, I was watching this situation going, she's giving her the greatest gift of just simply being, just simply listening, just listening to her. And at the end, you know, when the woman walked out, I said to Anne, what a gift. And she said, this is what I feel like my mission is. Yes, I'm doing hair, but I'm really there to hold the space for them to talk and to just be real and to say whatever it is that they need to say. You know, I just think it's also in this time that we're living in, that any kind of contact we can have with people, you know, that just reaching out. I mean, when you go to Starbucks and the barista is there, and, you know, to be able to say, you know, when they give me my soy latte, that I say, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's like, I see you. And very oftentimes, if no one's behind me, I'll say to that person, well, tell me about yourself. What do you want to do with your life? And a lot of times they'll go, oh, you're talking to me? Like, you want to know something? And I just think it's so interesting that we don't take the time. But when we do take the time, people just, like, they open up like a rose. Have you ever had that on the phone when, you know, when you get a customer call person and you say, how are you today? And they go, oh, fine, thanks for asking. Like, how many people did they even ask them that? I love this. This hit me. You never really know the true impact you have on those around you. You never know how much someone needed that smile you gave them. You never know how much your kindness turned someone's entire life around. You never know how much someone needed that long hug or that deep talk. So don't wait to be kind. Don't wait for someone else to be kind first. Don't wait for a better circumstance or for someone to change. Just be kind, because you never know how much someone might need it. So my favorite story, that sometimes I wonder if I've repeated this story in certain churches, but then I think same thing as what I said before. It's my favorite story because it's so true. And but you know what? Before I get to that, I have to tell you, you know, again, the smallest things. Do you know, I just found out from this church that there is a woman who calls 30 people every morning and sings my songs to them on their phone machines, because this is her mission, that she thinks that being kind is starting everyone's day with, thank you for this day, Cindy. Thank you for this day. So she literally will call. And people just said to me, they said, you just know that you don't answer your phone in the morning because it's Margaret, you know, calling you up and singing to you. I mean, little things. But everyone says that it makes their day to get that phone call with her singing a song to you. Is that the sweetest? Anyway, to go back to my favorite story. So this is about vulnerability, true vulnerability. And I truly think sometimes that being kind, we need to open up our hearts enough to know that when we put ourselves out in a way of being kind, sometimes it's accepted, sometimes it's not. Sometimes someone might not get it. But when they do, what an impact you can make. And for me, it's that choice. It comes down to a choice again of, do I want to be vulnerable and put myself out here when it might not be received? But that's what I want to make the choice in my life to do, is to do that. So this story really says that. And there was a man who was having lunch, and he noticed in the next booth next to him was this elderly woman who was just like that other woman I just talked about. She was all coiffed. She had a little carnation, and she was in a pretty blue suit. And he just noticed her when she was sitting there, and he was about to get up and say something to her. He just had this inclination. He wanted to say something. But pretty soon her family came in, And just as he was getting up, he was like, oh, you know, he felt like this is inappropriate, because all of a sudden the grandchildren came in and the whole table was filled. So he had his lunch and he started to get up to leave. And as he passed the table, he just had this urge. He just had this little, I called it the shoulder tap. He just had a little shoulder tap that he was supposed to go back and say something. And he felt really uncomfortable to do this, but he just said, oh, okay, make a choice. So he came back to the table, came down closer to the woman, bent down a little bit and said, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt your lunch here. But he said, I just have to tell you, you look really beautiful today. And that color that you're wearing just brings out your eyes. And I just wanted to just wish you a happy day and just say that to you. So, you know, thanks so much. And he started to walk away. And in that moment, the woman said, no, please come back. Please come back. And he was now feeling kind of embarrassed. But she said, no, I know you. And he said, no, we've never met before. I don't know you. And she said, yes, I do know you. She said, what you just said to me is exactly what my husband would have said. And today we are celebrating that my husband passed 1 year ago. And on this date, we're celebrating that I've made it for a year on my own. And what you said is exactly what he would have said to me. So in that moment, the man thanked her. She thanked, they thanked each other. And he walked away. And in this story, he said his heart was just open. And he realized he just always wanted to make the choice to go with what his instinct was telling him, to go with what spirit is saying, go back, go back. And so we all have choices every day of how we want to be. Do we want to be kind? Do we want to get caught up in all the news that is happening and all the fear? Or do we want to make that choice to hold on to the love, to hold on to that place where we all are connected and that we are one? And so another reading I found, I look around and I see so much fear, people getting more and more comfortable with their hate, more at ease being mean, more united in their separation. And I think, no, not me. I will not get lost in this fearful world. I will not play with bullies. I will continue to be brave and kind, and I will speak for real unity. And no matter what, I will never stop loving. So with that, a song I wrote many, many years ago that seems so appropriate right now. Hold on to love, hold on to the truth. Look for the good and then praise it. Dance in the light, turn away from the dark, and hold on. I'll hold on to love. That's my choice. Hold on to love. With all the pain and devastation around us every day, it's so easy to give up and close down. How do I keep my heart open and alive when a part of me is scared to reach out my hand? But I don't want to wake up and face each day with fear. No, I want to live my life with a purpose that is clear. So I'm going to hold on to love, hold on to the truth. Look for the good and then praise it. I'll dance in the light, turn away from the dark. have a choice in how I want to live, and I refuse to let all the bad news affect me. I'm gonna take the time to look a stranger in the eye. I'm gonna smile at someone before they pass me by. 'Cause it's the little things that can make us feel connected. It's the little things that let us know we are one. So I'm gonna hold on to love, hold on to truth, look for the good, and then praise it. I'll dance in the light, turn away from the dark, and hold on. Hold on. That we're here for each other. I gotta keep believing there is a higher plan, and that God's in charge. We just need to give the most love that we can. We've got to hold on to love, hold on to truth. So this week, I want to give you homework. And your homework is, if I were kind to myself, I would what? If I was kind to myself, I would what? If I was kind to another person, I would what? And if I were to do one act that was kind to the world, what would it be? So let's hold on to love. Hold on to kindness. Hold on to each other. Hold on to love. Just be kind. Thanks for listening. So for your offering song this morning, I wrote a little song that maybe it will help to keep those words with you all week. It goes like this. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have and all that I give and all. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies, blesses and multiplies all that I have and all that I give and all that I receive. Let's sing one more time. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that grateful for all that I have. I am am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. Thanks for having me today. It's great to be with you all. Let there be peace, I am a stand for peace. Let there be love, I am a stand for love. Let there be joy, I am a stand for joy. We are making a new world now. Let there be peace, I am a stand for peace. Let there be love, I am a stand for love. Let there be joy, I am a stand for joy. We are making a new. Let there be love. I am a stand for love. Let there be joy. I am a stand for joy. We are making a new world now. Sing it out now. Let there be peace. I am a stand for peace. Let there be love. I am a stand for love. Let there be joy. Time to get up. Start dancing. Here you go. You ready?
Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day. This healing, this healing, this healing day. This healing, this healing, this healing day. That's the whole thing. Sing.
Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for
this day. I'm very demanding. Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day. Healing, this healing, this healing, healing day. This healing, this healing, this healing day. Sing it again.
Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this
healing, this healing, this healing, this healing day.
This healing, this healing.
Thank you for my friend.
For my friends, Spirit, thank you for my friends. Thank you for my friends, Spirit.
My wonderful friends.
My wonderful, my wonderful.
Sing that again. You got more friends to thank.
Thank you for my friends, Spirit. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my friends, Spirit. Thank you for my
wonderful, wonderful, my wonderful, my wonderful.
My wonderful, my wonderful.
Thank you for my life.
Thank you for my life, Spirit.
Oh, my health, sorry.
Thank you for my health. Thank you for my health, Spirit. Thank you for my
radiance. My radiant, my radiant, my radiant health.
My radiant, my radiant.
All right, now let's thank our life. Here we go.
Thank you for my life, Spirit. Thank you for my life.
Now this is a glorious.
Thank you for my life. Glorious, my glorious.
Thank you for my wealth.
Thank you for my wealth, Spirit. Thank you for my wealth. Thank you for my wealth, Spirit. Thank you
my
for
my opulence. My opulent, my opulent, my opulent wealth.
My opulent, my opulent,
my opulent. Thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day, Spirit. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day, Spirit.
I want to thank you.